I wanted to hear from you guys, and we wanted to do some sort of feel-good stuff, some heartwarming stuff, you know, random acts of kindness, those selfless things that people do, the Good Samaritan stories. And if you want to relay some of those, we would love to hear from you if you've got some good ones, just some feel-good, heartwarming stuff about somebody doing something nice and selfless for someone else, you know, a random act of kindness or a Good Samaritan story. 312-981-7200 for Talk and Text. Get them in here, and we want to hear those. Want to share them, just have fun listening and talking about them. 312-981-7200. Reason why I wanted to talk about this. One, because, you know, in this day and age, it's nice to just take some time and talk about really nice things and people doing kind things for one another, as opposed to, you know, the kind of world that we're living in right now, which is just so intense, and there's a lot of hate in the world. I thought maybe we could talk a little bit about these kind of things. But the reason why is because this story out of Texas. A Waffle House waitress who was captured on camera performing a good deed has been given a $16,000 scholarship from Texas Southern University. And here's the story. After a photo of Ivani Williams helping an elderly customer cut up his food at the Texas restaurant went viral, the 18-year-old server was rewarded for her act of kindness with a significant bump to her college fund, as well as her own day in the city of Lamarck. He was like, "My hands are not functioning too well," Williams told KHOU 11, Channel 11. He needed me to cut his food, and I did. The picture was taken by Laura Wolf, another patron sitting nearby, and then it was posted on Facebook with this. "I don't know her name, but I heard this elderly man tell her that his hands don't work too good," Wolf captioned on the shot. He was also on oxygen and struggling to breathe. Without hesitation, she took his plate and began cutting up his ham. This may seem small, but to him, it sure was huge. Texas Southern has also assigned a counselor to Williams to help her get the enrollment process started. See, these are the kind of stories I like. You know what I mean? When I'm reading stuff online or in the newspaper, I'm watching the news and there's all these crappy stories. This is the kind of story that makes you feel good, that there are people like that out there. And it was really, I mean, it really wasn't a, you know, she just cut up some food for him, but it was a big deal to this elderly gentleman, you know. And yeah, so I just think this is a lovely story. And I think it's great that she's getting a $16,000 scholarship. And you know, there you go. I just think it's a wonderful story. So I wanted to talk more about these kinds of stories where people do selfless things or help other people out. And if you have any that we would love to hear from, 312-981-7200 is the phone number. I have one that involves something that happened to me. And a couple of years ago, I was heading to a midnight showing of Mad Max Fury Road, which is shocking that I would actually be going to see that movie. I was going to the Music Box, and I was in a cab. And as I got close to my destination, I did the thing that everybody does, where I tell everybody where I am and watching a movie, because it's important that people know what movie I'm watching and when and where. Because we were just talking about fantastic tracking devices, so everybody can know where I am and what I'm watching. So I was just about at the Music Box. So I decided I would just say, "Hey, I'm at the Music Box. What are you doing?" "Hey, I'm watching Mad Max Fury Road at the Music Box." So I post that on my phone. I put my phone in my pocket, and I was wearing this sweatshirt right here that I have on my chair. This sweatshirt right here, which is a Blackhawks sweatshirt that I love. It's a hoodie, and it doesn't have very deep pockets. So I put my phone in the pocket. I paid for the cab. I got out of the cab and I'm walking across the street to go to the Music Box, and I feel in my pocket and my phone's not in my pocket. And now this is something to freak out about. Now, meanwhile, Colin Suter is inside the theater, and he apparently was texting me going, "Where are you?" 'Cause I had posted that I was there. So he was running around the theater looking for me. I'm on Southport. I tried to get the cab to come. I was screaming. The cab pulled away, and obviously I missed the cab. So I went over and I sat down on a bench in front of the Jewel, and it was a bad night. It was a real, really bad night. And I thought my phone was gone, and there's a lot of stuff on the phone, and it was, you know, relatively new phone too at that time too. I think I only had it for about, I don't know, maybe 5-6 months at that time. So, I'm sitting on a bench in front of the Jewel on Southport, the Jewel that I used to work at. And I'm sitting on the park bench, and I asked someone walking by if I could use their phone. And they didn't know me, from anybody. And I told him the situation, and because I remembered, for some idiotic reason, I remembered the cab number. You know, I knew the cab company, obviously, but I remembered the cab number. And I have no idea why I remembered the cab or why I took note of the cab number. Sometimes I do that when I get in. I look at the cab, you know, the certificate on the back of the window there with the cab number on it. And so I remembered the cab number. And so I asked to use a phone, and this guy was very kind enough. He and his girlfriend were very kind enough to say, yeah, sure, go ahead. I called the cab company, desperate. And I was like, I left my phone in the cab and blah, blah, blah. And they were like, okay, well, you know, we'll see what's happening. And we'll see and I told them where I was. I said, I was at the, you know, Jewel on Southport, you know, right now in Southport near Addison, and I'll be waiting out in front in case. So I sat there for about, an hour. And then the cabbie showed up with my phone. And he had the phone, and he gave it to me, and then he gave me a ride back to my apartment for free. So, you know, that may not seem like a big deal, but it was. It was a horrible night. And those people on the street that didn't know me from Adam, just some dude at like 12:30 at night, you know, standing in front of the Jewel on Southport asking them to use their phone, they could have just said, get out of here. But they didn't. They were kind enough to let me use their phone. And then to the cab driver who was kind enough to make the trip, to give me the phone back and give me a ride home. And it seems like a little thing, but it was a big deal that night. It was a big, big, big deal that night. And in fact, it was such a big deal that night. It was such a horrible night. I nearly fell off the wagon. It was not good. And so to have those people, the person on the street who let me use that phone and the cabbie to actually come back and bring the phone to me, that was a big deal. So it these things that seem little, like a girl cutting up an older gentleman's piece of ham, you know, it doesn't seem like a big deal. Oh, a cabbie returned my phone. Somebody on the street let me use their cell phone. At that time, that night, those were huge, huge deals to me. And so this is the kind of stuff we're talking about. And I can't even express how much I appreciate those people for doing what they did for me that night, which was a terrible, hectic, very stressful night. And I went home and I watched Mad Max Fury Road. That's what I did. Wasn't quite the same as seeing it on the big screen at the Music Box, but I thought, you know, what the hell? I went through all this. I may as well watch the damn movie for the 900th time. So after the cabbie dropped me off, I went upstairs to my apartment and I watched Mad Max Fury Road. But it was a really big deal for me for those people to have done what they did. So that's the kind of stuff we're talking about. It may seem simple, but you know, it's a big deal. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. And, yeah, those are the kind of stories we're talking about. Why don't we take a quick break? We come back. I've got a bunch of really great stories that have been shared by other people, and we would love to hear from you, and we'll hear from Dan, we'll hear from Esmeralda relating their stories about simple acts of kindness and selflessness and those kind of things. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. And let's take a quick break. All right. Welcome back, everybody. It's like a fly jam, 2 for Tuesday. Little mini Ripperton on 2 for Tuesday. Yeah, man. Get your requests in now, 312-981-7200. 847 area code requested mini Ripperton, and that's Can You Feel What I'm Saying? It's Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate Showcase studio, and we're talking about Good Samaritan stories and stories about random acts of kindness. There's a story out of Texas that a server at a Waffle House one of her tables was an elderly gentleman on oxygen who said that his hands weren't functioning very well, so she cut up his ham for him and cut up his food. Someone took a picture of it. It went online, and she now is getting a scholarship from Texas Southern. And it's a wonderful story. It's really nice. And it seems like not that big a deal, but it was a big deal for that gentleman. And I was just telling a story of what happened to me when two people that I didn't know did really nice things for me so that I could get my phone back and on a night that was just horrible. So little things, they matter. And we want to hear from you at 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Dan, you said you had a couple that you remember hearing about, or
yeah, the three that came to mind. The first one was a viral one from a couple of years ago. There was a guy who was helping a younger man tie his tie. He saw him randomly at a train station or a bus stop, and he just couldn't tie his tie. And so this older man walked up to him and helped him do it. And he was on his way to a job interview, and you know, just two things that stuck out about that was, one, you know, just reminded me of my dad teaching me how to tie a tie, and obviously all the, you know, connotations that kind of come with that, but sure. also just the dignity aspect of it. You know, if you want to look good, you want to feel good. You know, I know one of the stories we'll run into in these things are the barbers that go to homeless shelters and give yeah. homeless men and women, you know, haircuts and shaves and things like that, and just how feeling good about yourself and looking good can lift your spirits. Yeah. So that was one. The other two have to do with sports. LeBron James, I'm a big fan of LeBron James, and he does a ton of good stuff. You know, we've done Brushes with Celebrity, and there's great stories about him, yeah. like just buying random shoes at Foot Lockers with people he runs into.
Yep. Yep.
There are entire classes in Cleveland of high school students that are going to college on his dime. And then there was a really beautiful moment about a year ago where there was a kid with multiple sclerosis on the Celtics sideline, and they had honored him with a video tribute, and he walked over to him during like a timeout that wasn't televised and just kind of like put his forehead to his, and just this really yeah. nice moment, gave yeah. shoes and jerseys and things like that. So that was really nice. And then the one that really stuck out for me from the last couple months, the University of Iowa, their football games are played on a lower level, and on the higher level, on a cliff, there is the University of Iowa's Children's Hospital.
Mm-hmm.
So kids can watch the game from the perch.
Yeah.
And so now a new tradition is in between the first and second quarter, so in that break, everybody in the stadium waves at the kids.
Oh,
and they wave
man.
Back.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
That's really cool. You know, there's a lot of those, you mentioned sports angled stories that are nice. You know, Anthony Rizzo, man, what does he do? Every month he does something great.
Yeah, he's amazing.
He's an incredible guy. And he's an incredible guy.
And I can't tell it on air, but I have a story that is just like amazing. I've been sworn to secrecy on it, but
it involves Rizzo?
It involves Rizzo.
And how great he is?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, he's an amazing dude. He really is. And I mean, obviously he had a brush with cancer himself, and all that he does for that. Now, Anthony Rizzo is the man. He is the man. There's no question. And he's a damn good baseball player. Also, LeBron James, I would like to mention, is the executive producer of The Wall, which is one of the most heartwarming shows on television. Like, seriously. I mean, they really know how to amp up the you know, you can watch the Wall and cry. It's a game show. It's Plinko. It's a giant Plinko board, and I get really emotional while I watch it. So, all right. Esmeralda, have you had any stories that you or some of your favorite, like, sort of random acts of kindness stories?
The one that I've seen, it was a couple years back. It was a man who walked to work, and he walked at least, I think, 10 miles
each way
and more. Yeah.
Wow.
I forget how many exactly it was, but it was like a long way to go.
Yeah.
And he would walk both ways pretty much, and they I forget if it was the company or what happened, or a dealership saw him, but they gifted him a car to get to work. And I just thought that was crazy. He'd been doing it for years, just walking back and forth.
Yeah.
And like to think, oh, like I couldn't even imagine that.
Yeah.
Having to do that every day.
Yeah. Yeah, so they gave him a car.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's nice. Could he drive?
Yeah.
Okay. Good.
Yeah, he just couldn't. He couldn't afford.
No,
a car.
No, he couldn't afford a car. Clearly, I understand. Yeah. Wow, that's great. That's great. This is the kind of stuff I'm talking about. I have a quick one. My dad is, a pretty selfless guy as well. Both my parents are. My mom and my dad are very selfless in that way. My dad. I remember one story when I was a kid. We were living on Addison. And for those people who are familiar with Addison, the greenhouse right next to the Brown Line at Ravenswood stop, that's the house I grew up in. It's still there. We lived on the second floor, and we lived in the apartment on the second floor, and that's the house I grew up in. And it's right next to the L tracks. It's like there's the L tracks are right there, and there's like an area where we would play underneath the L tracks. It was like this empty lot under the L tracks. And that's where we would play and smash each other with, you know, bikes and, you know, Esmeralda, beat each other up and smash things over each other's heads. That's where we had our fun, under the L tracks. Anyway, there was a homeless guy who had kind of like camped a little bit out underneath the L tracks. And he was out there for a while, and we used to park our car. You'd be able to park the car underneath there. Back in those days, you know, there were no restrictions against parking like that. So there was, like, we basically had our own little parking lot. Was this empty lot underneath the L-Trex right next to the house, and that's where we would park our car. And so we would see this guy, and he was out there, and, you know, he was homeless and everything. And now, my we didn't grow up with a lot of money. My folks did not have a lot of money when we were growing up. And, you know, the factory workers and all that stuff. And they never had a ton of money. And often, you know, wouldn't have enough money to give to someone homeless. So the guy was out there, and my dad felt terrible because he didn't have any money. He wanted to give the guy some money to help him out so he can get some food. And because he was out there for a while, we had seen him out there. And so I remember my dad feeling really terrible because he didn't have any money. And I don't know, I must have been 9, 10 years old when this happened. And so we go upstairs to our apartment, and my dad makes him a sandwich. He makes him a full sandwich. He gets a banana and he gets a Coke out of the fridge. And puts it all in a bag, and he brings it down to him because my dad didn't have any money to give to him. When he got down there, the guy was gone. And my dad was, like, miserable for, like, 2 years. He was just like, oh, damn it. If I, you know, could have got down there a little bit quicker, he was gone, and he didn't come back. And this was a guy who had been there, you know, for a few days, and we recognized him, and, you know, and I never saw the guy. We never saw the guy again, but my dad went upstairs and made a sandwich for the guy because he didn't have any cash. So he went upstairs and he made a sandwich for the guy, got a banana and a Coke and brought it down, and then the guy was gone. So that, I always remembered that, though. I always remembered, even though my dad didn't have any money, he wanted to give this guy something, so he made him a sandwich. And I always thought that that was pretty cool. So anyway, all right, let's see. What do we got here? Here's one. American Abby DiAgostino and New Zealander Nikki Hamblin won a Special Olympic commendation for their sportsmanship at the 2016 Rio Games after Hamblin tripped in a 5,000-meter heat and brought DiAgostino down with her. The American helped her competitor to her feet. Later in the race, DiAgostino fell again and as a result of her twisted leg, but Hamblin stayed by her side until the finish line. You know, I got a feeling, Dan, that we're going to hear a lot of sports stories. This the inspiring world of sports.
Indeed.
Yeah. Let's see here. Let's talk with Paulette here on WGN. Hi, Paulette.
Hi.
Hi.
Nice to talk to you.
Nice to you. Thank. What do you have?
Well, it's not, like I was telling your producer, it's not a singular story, but I'm on oxygen all the time. I got to carry a tank with me.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes can't walk for a long time. So when I go to the grocery store, I have to sit in a cart, one of those motorized
sure, carts. Sure.
And frequently have to ask for help to reach things. And people are always nice. You know, they always will help me out and reach it and ask me, you know, is that okay?
Yeah.
But I wanted to say how much it means to somebody like me, because you feel funny asking for help all the time.
Of course, yeah,
when
yeah.
Somebody will see you and just say, you need help with that? I don't have to ask.
Yeah.
And they're so nice and helpful.
Yeah. No, that means a lot. It's
good.
It's right, Paulette. It's simple, but it means a lot.
It does.
Yeah.
It does.
Absolutely.
And I have one other real quick thing. It's not a singular act of kindness, but I have next door neighbors who have 6 kids.
Mm-hmm.
Most of them grown, moved away already. But as they have grown up, they have taken care of me.
Oh.
My kids are grown and married and moved away, and they come when they can. But for everyday things, my next door neighbors, they mow my lawn.
Mm.
I have a double lot compared to theirs, but they mow my lawn.
Mm-hmm.
They clean my driveway in the snow. They'll clean my car off.
Yeah.
They take my garbage out. If I come home from a store, they carry my packages in.
Yeah.
Just wonderful. And
yeah.
Anything you need, they take care of.
Yeah.
And one day, one of the older boys was out there. He had done something for me, and I leaned out and I thanked him. And he said, Miss Paulette, it's a privilege.
Yeah.
What kind of kids?
That's it. Yeah, that's it. That's beautiful.
It's the way they're raised, way they're raised.
Exactly. Paulette, thanks for the call, okay?
Thank you.
Have a great morning. And I just want to mention that my parents' neighbors are like that, too. You know, my parents are in their 70s, and I live a mile away from them, so I can't help them out all the time. But my mom is like the mayor of the building. You know, she's like, she'll take rent checks for people and give them to the landlord and all that kind of stuff. Whenever anybody wants something, they always go to my mom. My mom's like the mayor of the entire building. But there are many people, especially this young couple that live across the way from them up on the third floor, who help them out a lot. Do the same things like carry groceries in for them and things like that that they can't do. And obviously, I can't be there all the time. So I can't even tell these people how happy that makes me feel, that my parents are getting helped out by these people. It makes you feel great, and I know that my parents are in good hands and they have great neighbors who will help them out. So, all right, we got a break here. I'm late for the news. We'll be right back with the news. Welcome back, everybody. How you doing? Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. Tuesday, 2 for Tuesday. Yeah, man. Yeah. Let's see. Greg picked the Eagles. Take it easy. They're playing at the UC this week. They are? Wow, I didn't know that. So the Eagles are playing at the UC this week, so we got a twofer from them. Yeah! 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. Coming up after 4:30 news, we're going to have a little contest here between Esmeralda and I, doing a little celebrity name game. That's coming up. But right now, we got a bunch of texts coming in, and we would love to hear from you. We're talking about random acts of kindness, stories that are about people being selfless and helping other people, and good Samaritans and things like that. This all started because there's this news story that's out there right now about a server, a waitress at a Waffle House in Texas, who helped an elderly gentleman who was struggling to be able to cut his food. And so she cut the food. Someone took a picture of it. It went viral. And now she is getting a scholarship for this act of kindness. It's a little thing, but it was a big deal that she helped this gentleman out. And that's what we're talking about. We just want to talk about those kind of stories. And if you want to jump in with yours, you want to relate a few, 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. We would love to hear. We've got a bunch of texts coming in, and we've got some other stories here. Here are some more stories right here. When Kate McClure's car ran out of gas in Philadelphia, homeless Marine Corps veteran Johnny Bobbitt rushed to her aid. With his last $20, he helped her gas up her car so that she could return home. Moved by his act of kindness, McClure set up a GoFundMe with the hopes of securing $10,000 to get Bobbitt back on his feet. However, donations began pouring in from around the world, and the campaign has since earned over $397,000 that will help Bobbitt secure a permanent living space, a car, and other necessities. For more feel-good stories, read about the time Mark Hamill performed a touching gesture for one super Star Wars fan. Mark Hamill's really good about that kind of stuff, Dan. You know what I mean? About doing stuff for Star Wars fans.
Yeah, he gets it.
Yeah. And you know, like, not just, you know, like kids and people who might be sick, who really, really love Star Wars. He's gone out of his way to do that, but he also did it for Adam Scott. I don't know if you've ever seen the footage of Adam Scott, on Jimmy Kimmel when the lovely Kristen Bell was guest hosting, because Kimmel was out because his son was having surgery. So Kimmel was out, Kristen Bell was on, and Adam Scott was telling the story about how he invited Mark Hamill to his like 8th birthday party or something like that. He sent him a letter and he invited him, and of course Mark Hamill never showed up, and he had never met Mark Hamill. And Adam Scott is a self-proclaimed Star Wars geek, like he's a massive geek. And so you know, he's telling the story, and Kristen Bell, all of a sudden the Star Wars theme starts playing. And he's just kind of like looking around, like he's genuinely sort of confused. And then you can see on the monitor that someone is standing outside downstairs with a lightsaber. A lightsaber comes on. And so and then you can kind of see this figure walking up the steps towards the studio door. And they cut to Adam Scott, and he starts to freak out. And he's like, what's going on? What's going on? And then he starts dropping F-bombs and stuff because he starts to freak out. Then the doors open up. And it's Mark Hamill with a lightsaber in his Jedi like robe. And Adam Scott loses his mind. Like you could see him shaking. Like at one point, he's like, he goes to like put his hand over his mouth, and you could see his hand. This video, by the way, is available on YouTube. And you should really see it. And he, you know, he's like shaking, like Adam Scott. He's on the, and then like he comes out and Mark Hamill hugs him and gives him the lightsaber. And Adam Scott is losing his mind. He's on the verge of tears. And then Mark Hamill says, "Listen, I'm really sorry I didn't come to your birthday party. I checked my schedule back then, and I was all booked. I'm really sorry." And he's like, Adam Scott can't speak. He's just like beside himself. He's shaking. And then he's like, this is the greatest thing that's ever happened to me in my life. He was like on the verge of tears. It's really fun to watch. It really is. And so if it's out there, Adam Scott on Jimmy Kimmel, Adam Scott, Mark Hamill, Jimmy Kimmel, just Google that or YouTube that and watch it. It's very, very enjoyable. But Mark Hamill's really good about doing that, about sharing that kind of stuff with people who really love Star Wars. Let's see. We got some texts. Here's some stories. 312-981-7200. We want to hear from you. Random acts of kindness, good Samaritan stories, feel good stories. 312-981-7200. 815 area code. How about the injured American skier that lent her equipment to a girl from another country so that she can compete, and the girl won in the downhill category, which is awesome. Robert says, I was going to buy drugs from my dealers. I arrived and he refused to sell to me. I said I was better than the drugs. He said that I was better than the drugs and gave me the number for a rehab clinic, and he saved my life. Wow. How is that guy a drug dealer? Seriously, how is someone with a conscience a drug dealer? I'll tell you what, Robert must have been in really bad shape. If a drug dealer goes, no, I'm not going to sell to you, you must be in really bad shape, Robert. Well, congratulations. And he saved my life. There you go. 312 area code says, my niece and her wife got married about 4 years ago. And both are past natural childbearing age, but wanted children. About a week ago, a friend of a friend who was drug addicted overdosed. My niece Becky and her wife began the process of obtaining temporary custody of her two babies, her two baby girls, ages 6 and 1. Tomorrow morning, they will take custody of these precious children. The road ahead will be rocky at first, but I know these babies will be loved and will be safe. Miles, who is Jen Bosworth's husband, says, I love the phone story, and I view it as a higher power story, the kindness of strangers. Yeah, it was an interesting night, Miles. It was a real interesting night. Jennifer in Rockford said, this is a small thing. I used to work as a waiter and a busboy, so whenever I'm at a McDonald's or a fast food restaurant and someone leaves their trays or garbage, I pick it up and throw it out and put the tray back up front. It saves work and time of efforts, and they really appreciate it. Yeah. That's a pretty cool thing. That's a pretty cool thing. I think my dad does that too. My dad will pick stuff. I mean, he'll, you know, because we were, talking, Esmeralda, about some of the stuff that when you go grocery shopping that's annoying, like people putting chicken bones on the shelf or leaving meat or, you know, perishables like on a shelf where you can't, you know, where you shouldn't have put them and they can go bad. My dad, like, because of that, because of him working at Jewel, he'll see stuff like that and put it where it belongs. Because that's, it's like, I mean, it's like such, it's so annoying. And he's also, again, saving some people some time and some work. So, yeah, the little things make a big deal sometime. How about this one? When Anibal Anguillo, a homeless man in Las Vegas, saw a local apartment catch fire, he didn't think twice about running inside. Upon entry, Anguillo found two small children, a 3-year-old and a 10-month-old, and rushed them both to safety, risking his own life in the process. And again, another story about a homeless person doing something really, really nice. So, 312-981-7200 is the phone number. We want to hear your random acts of kindness stories. But we have to break right here for weather and for traffic. Hey, welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate Showcase Studio here on 720 WGN. We're here till 5 o'clock. Steve Grzanich has the opening bell at 5, and Steve Cochran, the great one, is at 6 for your morning drive. Two for Tuesday. Yeah, man, two for Tuesday, yeah. One artist, two songs. Get your requests in now. We'll play them in a bit. 312-981-7200. Greg requests the Eagles, and that's Get Over It. Apparently, they're playing at the UC this week. So there you go. 312-981-7200 for talk and text. And we want to hear some a random act of kindness or Good Samaritan stories that were inspired by the story that you see in the news recently, yesterday. about a young waitress at a Waffle House who helped an elderly gentleman cut up his food, and she ended up getting rewarded with a scholarship, partial scholarship, and it's you know, it was a wonderful thing for her to do, and that's what we're talking about, just feel good things. So I got some more here. Let's see. While many parents give the side eye to strangers expressing interest in their kids, Arkansas mom Allison Hacker found herself pleasantly surprised when an older man started talking to her toddler son in Target. As it turned out, the man had recently lost a grandchild around the same age. Brought to tears by seeing the boy, he gave Hacker and her son $20 to buy some dinosaur toys. Helping homeless people regain their sense of self was at the heart of Brennan Jones' mission when he started Haircuts for Homeless. This is what you were talking about earlier, Dan, in his native Philadelphia. Jones's mission so touched fellow barber Sean Johnson, owner of Taper's Barbershop, that he donated a space to the 29-year-old do-gooder, providing Haircuts for Homeless a permanent home. Yeah, these are all just, I mean, these are just fantastic stories. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. The debate over legalization of same-sex marriage in Australia got a lot more poignant on Monday, December 4th, during his impassioned speech for the passing of a bill that would allow same-sex couples to wed. Tim Wilson, a member of Australian Parliament, proposed to his partner, Ryan Bolger, who was sitting in the balcony. Bolger, with an ear-to-ear grin on his face, accepted. And if you're thinking of popping the question anytime soon, know that the best engagement ring for that there is a best engagement ring for every budget. So there you go. Here we go. More texts. 312-981-7200 with selfless stories here. Stephen Plainfield said, I remember a couple of years ago when the goalie from the Blackhawks, Scott Darling, helped the homeless man from Phoenix get back on his feet. That's true. I remember that too. Yep. Jesse said, I helped resuscitate a toddler at a grocery store. A couple of times I ran and stopped a grocery cart from hitting someone else's car. Yeah, yeah, the old shopping cart hit. Boy, you helped resuscitate a toddler. Good for you, Jesse. That's amazing. Good for you, man. 224 area code said, a group of friends gave me and family $2,000 to go see my eldest son's graduation from boot camp in San Diego. It was the greatest gift ever. There was no way that I could afford to do this on my own. Oh, man, that's nice. 425 area code says, back in 2009, here in the Seattle area, we had four officers gunned down in a coffee shop. In support and appreciation, I started a gift card program at the coffee shop so that they can give first responders coffee for free. 9 years later, I still reload it, and the recipients still don't know who's buying their coffee. Sometimes I'm even in line with them, but the baristas know not to say anything. It's cool to see their surprise. That's awesome, man. That's really awesome. That is so cool. That must be really cool to stand online and see them get the free coffee. That is pretty cool, man. That's pretty awesome. Canadian Bill says, we had friends that lived in the country and in a place that was pretty rough. My dad bought a house in town and rented it to them. Wow. Very nice. Very nice. All right. While we often hear about the negative side, this is also from the webs. While we often hear about the negative side of law enforcement, Officer Johns of the Laurel, Maryland Police Force may have restored some faith in his community. The rookie officer responded to a call at a supermarket where a woman was reportedly trying to shoplift diapers. Instead of simply arresting her, Officer Johns purchased the diapers for her. Yeah. Yeah, Esmeralda, don't you think that, I mean, if someone's shoplifting diapers, I don't know, that I wouldn't report them. That's just me.
Right.
I just wouldn't do that. Like, if they've got a kid at home who needs diapers and they can't afford diapers, buy the diapers for them. You know what I mean? Don't get them arrested. I don't know. I mean, I know stealing is not, there's no justification for stealing, but if you don't have money and you're that desperate, I don't know. At least I wouldn't press charges. I would just go, like, put the diapers back. Maybe someone can buy you some diapers, but, you know, I don't know. I don't know. Anyway, I thought that was a nice thing for the police officer to do. All right. Let's see. We got more people calling in. Here is 312-591. We're going back in time. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200 for your random act of kindness, Good Samaritan stories. Here's Kurt on WGN. Hi, Kurt.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
All right.
Well, yeah, I'm up here in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and I've been a long-time Shriner. My story is that I have a older clown. He had been doing this since he was a young man. And during the Shrine Circus, during the individual shows, he confided to me once that he would like some help. He would have wonderful pieces of art, of balloon art for kids.
Mm-hmm.
And he had me go secretly into the crowd and find a kid, perhaps in a wheelchair or a kid in need. And every single show, he would anonymously come by and he would have me deliver that wonderful sculpture that he made, because he just wanted to go to one of the kids, not just, you know, all the kids begging for balloons, but just one that needed one.
Yeah.
And it was so heartwarming. I mean, you could tell it came right from his heart. It was a beautiful thing. I was honored to do it until the day that he actually passed away. But now I've tried to do something special for a kid every single show. Just show up when they're watching the show, go up behind them and actually come by and give them some sort of a gift or one of the things from the show that maybe they couldn't afford or they couldn't have.
Yeah.
And it's contagious.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, a good deeds are contagious, and they should be. And that's really great. And I bet the kids are just thrilled, too.
Well, and it's that child that's not expecting something.
Right.
And you can see that, and it brightens up their day. And that's what we should be here for on this earth anyways, is to really help those who need and who are not asking, but just, you can tell it makes a big difference in their life.
Right. Yeah. All right. Kurt, thanks for sharing that. Take care.
You too.
All right, buddy. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Here is Sam on WGN. Hi, Sam.
Hey, Nick. How you doing?
All right.
My kids are, my daughter's 17, my boy's 12. About the last 5 years, we've been doing gift bags, about lunch-sized gift bags at Christmas time to give out to the homeless. We'll go downtown, you know, do our thing, look at the windows, go to M&M store, water tower, and we just hand out the gift bags, and there's socks and snacks and pen and pencil and, those gloves you get from the dollar store, nothing, you know.
Yeah.
Just a little something, and they give them a dollar bill, and the smiles they get, oh, my goodness, you would not believe. It's just tremendous.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Yeah, that's really nice to do. That's really nice to do. And you know, it's awesome to do. And even if it's not the holiday season, I think it's probably even more of a surprise. Because during the holiday season, everybody is feeling warm and generous and wants to help other people. But if maybe you do that in, like, May, it's a bigger surprise, you know.
Yep, yeah. I agree with you.
All right.
I agree with you. But
Sam,
that's my story.
Congratulations on doing that, buddy. Take care.
All right,
see you later. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. You know, Esmeralda, this is a stupid thing here. The Gift Theater up in Jefferson Park, you know, our good friend Michael Patrick Thornton, and George is one of the guys who helps out with the Gift Theater, George Carzes. Great theater company. And they were doing a performance of a show where they were sending a big bunch of care packages to some guys who were stationed overseas in Afghanistan, and there were a bunch of guys that they were, you know, some bunch of guys and girls that were over in Afghanistan, and the admission to get in was to bring some items to be shipped overseas to the soldiers. So everybody, this is how stupid I am, Esmeralda, but I will say this. There is an ending to the story. I brought, or everybody was bringing, like, toothpaste. They were bringing, like, socks and shirts and, you know, practical things. I brought two Monty Python DVDs, and I brought a couple of comedy books and the best of SNL on DVD. And I was like, because I thought that was cool, and everybody, and then I look in the box, Esmeralda, and everything is like practical and socks to help these guys out, and, you know, shoes and things like that. And here I am given Monty Python DVDs. Then I hear 2 months later that mine was the most popular of all the.
Yeah, all they the need gifts. Some entertainment.
Yeah, I didn't even think about it. It didn't even strike me to give them things that they might need, like socks and things like that. I was like, Python, man. If I were overseas away, I'd want to watch Python. So evidently they did too. But I'm just an idiot. That's what it's like. People were looking at me like, what the hell did you bring this for? So, all right, we got a break, and the news is coming up after this. 815 area code on 2 for Tuesday. Yeah, 2 for Tuesday. Requests The Undertones with this song. Esmeralda, this song is called More songs about chocolate and girls.
Because we need more of those.
That's
we can never have enough.
Never enough. Never enough. 2 for Tuesday, 312-981-7200. It's Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate Showcase Studio right here on Michigan Avenue. 5 o'clock is the opening bell with Steve Grzanich and the great Steve Cochran at 6 for your morning drive on a Tuesday morning. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. We've been talking about stories of random acts of kindness, people doing selfless things for other people, feel-good stories, Good Samaritan stories. It all came because there's a news story out right now about a young waitress in Texas who works at the Waffle House, who was pictured cutting up the food for an elderly gentleman whose hands weren't functioning very well at the time. And she helped him out just by cutting her food, and she got herself a $16,000 scholarship from a college for this random act of kindness, which doesn't seem like a big deal, but it was a big deal to that man, and people appreciate that. And that's what we're talking about. We want to hear your stories, if you have any, and, you know, or ones that you've heard about, people doing just really lovely things for one another. And that's what we like to do. And here, 312-981-7200 is the phone number. And then coming up at 4:30, all the nice stuff is done, Esmeralda, because we're going to do some celebrity name game. And you know how brutal that gets.
Oh, right. No mercy.
No mercy. No mercy. It's like the end of Karate Kid. Sweep the leg.
Mm-hmm.
Esmeralda always sweeps my leg when we when we battle.
I don't know if Esmeralda would be the villain in that scenario.
By the way, do you guys know that they've got a show now called Cobra Kai?
Yeah, it's on YouTube, right?
It's on YouTube, and it's got the two dudes. It's got Zapka, or whatever the hell his name is. Why am I blanking on his name? Ralph Macchio. Now, you have to watch it legally because your name is Danielson.
This is true.
You were called Danielson, right? Because you were a kid when that movie was out.
Yes, I was. And I went as Danielson twice for Halloween.
That's right. Now, did you do the shower thing? No, you didn't do the, like, remember, because I thought maybe remember how he goes to the Halloween party and he's dressed like a shower?
Yes. Yes.
You didn't do that.
I did not.
Oh, okay.
I went with the much cheaper karate gi.
Just the karate gi. You didn't go with all. You didn't, like Ralph Macchio, constructed an entire shower.
Not as handy as Ralph Macchio, I'm coming to realize.
By the way, did you ever see have you ever seen the video that somebody put up on YouTube recounting all the crimes that Danielson commits during the course of the movie?
No.
Oh, you got to see it, man. It's hilarious because it's like the true villain. Here's the true villain of the Karate Kid. Danielson is the true villain of the Karate Kid. And then they show all these things that he does that suck, that are mean, or break the law. It's hysterically funny. You got to check it out. It's really funny. Yeah. William Zebka, that's the guy's name. Bad guy in the 80s in every movie. He was in Just One of the Guys. He was the jerk in Just One of the Guys. And Karate Kid, there was one more, right? There was one more that he was a jerk in, and I can't remember what it was. It wasn't Revenge of the Nerds. That was Ted McGinley, who played the part of the blonde jerk. Like in every 80s movie, there was always the blonde jerk. But yeah, he played. When he appeared, best part of Hot Tub Time Machine is his cameo. Because that movie was about, you ever see Hot Tub Time Machine?
Yes.
Esmeralda, have you ever seen Hot Tub Time Machine?
Mm-hmm.
So they go back, obviously, they go back to the 80s. So the brilliant casting of William Zebka, but he had a mustache. That was the best part. He had a bad mustache.
He was also the bad guy in Back to School.
There it is, Back to School. That's the one. That's it. I knew he was the trifecta of blonde jackasses. That's what I knew that this guy had. Oh, man, Cobra Kai. I have not watched this thing on the YouTubes. I don't know. What's going on? Is it? I wonder if it's streaming now. I've seen trailers for it. So, you know, Ralph Macchio still looks like he's 15 years old. You know what I mean? He started playing adult roles. He never really took off as in adult roles. You know, my cousin Vinny, he still looked like he was 15 in My Cousin Vinny. And so, anyway. Yeah. He didn't play Ponybo. Ponybo was... Ponyboy was C. Thomas, right, Dan? C. Thomas played Ponyboy in The Outsiders. Esmeralda, do you know? Have you seen The Outsiders?
No.
Oh, okay.
You are correct.
Who the hell did Golden? Wait, no. Who did Ralph Macchio play? Johnny, I believe, because doesn't Matt Damon say, or Matt Damon? Yeah, Matt Damon. Matt Dillon said, "We'll do it for Johnny."
Johnny Cage.
Yeah, we'll do it for Johnny. That movie rules, by the way. The Outsiders rules. So, if you want to do the S.E. Hinton double feature, the Francis Coppola S.E. Hinton double feature, and I highly recommend it if you've not done it already. Outsiders, Rumblefish, both awesome, both with Matt Dillon. Rumblefish rules. Esmeralda, you ever see Rumblefish?
I have not.
Oh, man. Also, score by Stuart Copeland of The Police. One of my favorite scores. All right. How the hell did we get on that? Oh, because Cobra Kai sweep the leg. Because Esmeralda's going to sweep my leg a little bit later on.
Both legs.
Both legs. She's going to take out both legs.
Put them in a body bag.
Oh, man. All right. Hey, we got some texts here for random acts of kindness here. And if you've got any of those kind of stories and you want to send them our way, we would love to hear them or call us and tell us. 312-981-7200. When a 90-year-old, this is a one from the web here. When a 90-year-old Gordon Hale, a World War II veteran with no living relatives, passed away in Grand Haven, Michigan, the staff at the nursing home where he had lived stepped in. After news of his funeral was posted on social media, more than 150 people showed up to pay their respects. That's sweet. Grand Haven, lovely place. I dated a girl that was from Grand Haven. Spent some time up there. You ever been to Grand Haven, Michigan, Esmeralda?
No, I haven't.
Really lovely. You should go in the summer. Fantastic beaches, beautiful lighthouses, lots of food, lots of drink. It's a great place. I went in the winter, however. Because I didn't date this girl in the summer. We didn't make it to the summer. We did it fall through spring. That was it. We never made it to the summer. But I've been there when it was freezing out. But lovely place, Grand Haven. How about this? Christmas miracles do happen. Just ask some lucky folks in New Jersey. A local man, known only as Charlie K, scooped up a $10,780 worth of layaway items at the Cherry Hills Toys R Us, giving some lucky parents a little extra pocket change this holiday season and making Christmas a whole lot brighter for their kids. If you want to make this holiday as special for someone in your life, pick one of those 100 gifts for the person who has everything, and there you go. How about that? You've heard about that kind of stuff, Esmeralda, the stories where for giggles, the person in the drive-through line in front of you pays for your food.
Oh, sure.
I love those stories. Yeah, the guy in front of you paid for your food. What? All right.
See, but then you have to pay for the person behind you.
Yeah, that's what you'd feel guilty just walking out. Oh, cool, I'm leaving. I got free food. Screw the people behind me.
The last time Eileen did that, the bill was like $37, so she had to say, like, you know what, I'm just going to buy the coffee.
Oh, she tried to do it, and it was like they were buying like half the place?
Yeah, like the car behind her had placed an order for like $37.
I'm not surprised at all that Eileen does that. That doesn't surprise me at all that she does that, because she's really one of the nicest people I've ever met. So, all right. Hey, we have to break here. We got weather and we got traffic. And we come back. I've got some tests. I'm going to give everybody a test. Some text that we're going to read about kindness. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. All right. Two for Tuesday, man. Yeah, two for Tuesday, two. 312-981-7200-815 area code. Request the Undertones, and that's Get Over You. How's everybody doing this morning? 312-981-7200 is the phone number. You can follow us on Twitter at Nick D Show, but the best way to stay connected is on our Facebook page. It's interactive, constantly updated. You should join us, facebook.com/Nick D Show. Like us right now, facebook.com/Nick D Show. We are talking about Good Samaritan stories, random acts of kindness, warm-hearted stories of people doing selfless things for others and feeling good this morning. 312-981-7200 is the phone number if you want to share those, talk, or text. Here's Daryl on WGN. Hi, Daryl.
Hi there. Hi. I love your show. Anyway, I found a song that I thought was an interesting one. It's by Clay Walker, and it's called The Chain of Love. and it's a great tune. I thought maybe it would combine the theme of the show and play a song.
Who's it by?
It's by Clay Walker.
Clay Walker, and it's called Chain of Kindness.
Chain of Love.
Chain of Love. Okay. All right. Do we have that, Dan? Here we go.
If you really want to pay me back, here's what you do. Don't let the chain of love end with you. Well, a few miles down the road, the lady saw a small cafe. She went in to grab a bite to eat and then be on her way. But she couldn't help but notice how the waitress smiled so sweet, and how she must have been 8 months along and dead on her feet. And though she didn't know her story, and she probably never will, when the waitress went to get her change from a $100 bill, the lady slipped right out the door and on a napkin left a note.
There you go.
There were tears in the waitress' eyes.
See, there you go. It all comes back to waitresses now. Very good. Daryl, thanks for the suggestion, man. There it is. That's what we're talking about this morning. All right. I got some texts here from people. Daryl, thanks for the call. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. And here are some texts of our friends who are listening who have these kind of pay it forward stories or random acts of kindness. From the 708 area code, after my graduation from college, I learned that my mother's coworkers loaned my mom money to pay for some of my tuition. Several years back, I was president of the Alumni Association at that college. At an event, I looked up to see that woman. Her daughter-in-law was graduating that day, and they were all at the ceremony. I helped them celebrate by sneaking them into the trustees' luncheon, and we all had a good time reminiscing. Very nice. Very nice. 708 area code says, when I was in my early 20s, I was taking improv classes. I couldn't afford it and was going to go to just one more class. I was also a waitress to make ends meet. Chris Farley sat down one night. I told him how much I loved improv and how sad I had to drop out. I go to my last class, and the instructor pulled me aside and told me that Mr. Farley paid my tuition in full. Oh, wow. Seriously, the kindest act to ever come my way. God bless him. Ah. Oh. That's a great story, man. Chris Farley, right on, dude. That's awesome. Dorothy sends in a text that says, there was a man in our neighborhood known as the Dutchman. On Halloween, he had a huge table full of candy that we could come and take from. Years later, I'm driving home, and I see him walking in the rain. He had fallen on hard times, and his wife had passed away. I made a few calls to help him out. And I made a few calls to help him out, and it's the least I could do for the joy he gave me as a kid. There you go. These are great stories. I love that Chris Farley story, man. It's pretty cool. Here's something, another story from the web here. For most little kids, a lemonade stand is a good way to earn a few extra bucks. However, for 5-year-old Jet, his lemonade stand had a higher purpose, to raise money for charity. Through his determination and a killer recipe, the pint-sized philanthropist raised over $400 for Hurricane Harvey relief. See, now there you go. Kids don't normally think that way, do they? No. Brock Chadwick, a 7-year-old from Maine, was diagnosed with a rare form of brain cancer in early 2017. To lift his spirits, his family organized a small drive of Halloween cards. However, word got out of Brock's wish. Thousands of people around the world turned out to celebrate Brocktoberfest, sending cards and gifts. Fantastic. A Philadelphia radio station, 93.3 WMMR, wanted to make it clear to their fans that they do more than spin records. In an attempt to do right by their community, the radio station hosted a fundraising drive, gathering 1,679,823 pounds of food and $272,683 for Philabundance, a local nonprofit food bank. This act of generosity meant that 2.2 million meals could be served to those who are at risk for going hungry. See, radio people aren't all jerks. contrary to what you might read. Megan sends in, she's a listener who sent this in. When I was 6 years old, my parents and grandparents went to Mexico. It was a poor border town. Kids walked up to my grandpa to offer to carry his very light bag. He let them carry the bag to our car, which maybe was 50 feet away. I remember seeing him give these little kids at least $20. It was such a strong memory because it instilled that trait in myself. 847 area code said two older women helped us out. Our developmentally son had snuck out of the house at 1 a.m. He had made it a half a mile away when we found when they found him and brought him back. Oh, that's terrifying. 312 area code says, when we grew up by DePaul back in the 50s, we had no money growing up, so my mother would feed the homeless egg sandwiches. Yeah, that's kind of what my dad did because he didn't have any money. My dad didn't have any dough, so he went up and just made a sandwich for the guy. 630 area code says, I was running the Soldier Field 10-mile run, and afterwards I collapsed of a heart attack, and someone named Keith saw me go down and started chest compressions on me and saved my life. I'm now friends with him. Oh, man, that's a hell of a way to meet. So there you go. All right, those are some really cool stories. Thanks for sharing them, everybody. And we're going to take a break. We got the news coming up, and then a little celebrity name game right here on WGN.